Coming today on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
Most people want to go, I have integrity. I'm a good person. I have integrity. And then, but, you know, oh, then they don't have to look at, did you lie today? What did you do what you said you would do today? Did you do everything you wish you would do today? And then it's like, no, 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 no. And then I'm like, I'm sorry. That is not having integrity. Integrity is a moment-to-moment experience of yourself. It's a verb on, are you being true to yourself?
So the big questions are these. How can we navigate and negotiate every situation in our lives, in our career, in our businesses, in our relationships, and even with ourselves for our own self-worth? In other words, what if you could win every time and have no losers? Let's face it, we're not negotiating just to buy a car or for a pay raise. We are negotiating for living in every aspect of our lives. How can we do that powerfully, successfully, and victoriously? Those are the questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Rebecca Zung, and welcome to the time where you negotiate your best life. Welcome to another episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. Today, you guys are in for a major, major treat. I mean, major, because you're going to learn how to have difficult conversations, not lie to yourself, start over, design the life that you want, whatever you want to do. It's coming today because we've got Lauren Zander here, who is the coach to the stars, to Grammy winners, Emmy winners, to all kinds of people, CEOs. She is the author of the book, Maybe It's You, the best-selling book. She has spent more than 20 years, even though she looks 25 herself, coaching thousands of people, private corporate clients, all kinds of people, including executives at Live Nation, Ticketmaster, Vogue, BBC, Forbes, everyone. She's badass. I mean, she's amazing. She is the owner of and founder of the Handel Method. She owns the company, the Handel Group. She's just power girl. That's who she is. And she's here to tell us how to live a better life. So welcome.
Thank you. That was a good fun intro.
Yeah, well, we try. You gotta own it.
There you go.
That's right. So, well, let's talk, girl.
All right, where are we starting?
I mean, first of all, I asked where you were, and you told me that you were in Croatia because you just got divorced not too long ago. Mm-hmm. And I want to just go back to, you know, you said that you were divorced a couple of years ago but you've been married for over two decades.
That's right. 22 years. We were together 25 years and, you know, we were one of those COVID couples. Like it was like a real thing, right? COVID couples, like, you know, are you really, really, really happy with each other? And then you can't really know until you're really with each other and stuck in that house, not me running around working. And, you know, I was just there and he was just there and our kids are pretty old now. And so everything was different.
And you teach people how to be true to yourself and true to your relationships and how to have a confidence in yourself and be your authentic self.
All of
the above. And so this must have been a difficult conversation that you had to have with yourself and with your spouse.
Yeah, it was. So I teach people to figure out your own principles and really be true to them. And I'm not kidding. And so one of my principles was for David and I, if we weren't in love, if he wasn't in love with me, if we weren't dying to be together, like truly wanted this marriage, and I even saw it in his eye, right? Neither one of us has to stay. I believe in divorce. I believe that you can have, like, I didn't believe that you have to stay together. I wanted to be married and I wanted to have a family. And so one day, literally in bed, right, he started having a fight with me before we were getting it on, right? And it was like, that's really screwy. And we stopped in the middle. And I was like, are you into this? Are you into me? Are you in love with me? And in that one moment, he got a look in his eye. And that was like the first time he ever had that fully, like, when was the last time I checked or asked? And in that moment, I could see in his eyes that he had to think about it.
Whoa.
And that was the last time we were in bed together.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Like, I just got the chills.
Yeah. Yeah. And we had a great run. We did not have a fighting, nasty, I stayed in the house for the, like, I just started crying. Basically, I just started crying. I could cry now. It was really the truth. And it was devastating for the family, for like having a family. But basically, I don't want to live with lies, and I don't want to make anyone stay. I don't believe in that kind of marriage. And so in that moment, we really had a very hard conversation and really structured, making sure it was true for him and true overall. And basically that was the beginning of the end of our marriage, and we were done. If that was like February, I was moved out by the following January. Like we separated in the house, figured it all out, mediated, like didn't even need heavy divorce plans, and just figured out divide and the rules. And that was it.
First of all, I want to acknowledge you for being so brave and just showing up right now and such authenticity and allowing us to see your vulnerability. Just thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, I know that's not an easy thing. So just that, even just that takes courage.
Right.
That takes courage. So thank you.
Absolutely.
And it takes a lot of work on yourself to be that person to say, you know, if this person doesn't want to be with me, I don't want to be with somebody who doesn't want to be with me.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm not going to fix that person like that. I'm not like, it's your fault. It's my fault. It's this fault. Like, I am not, like, unless we want to work on it and want to. Like if he wanted to, we would have, right? Like he just had no, there was no pit, right? There was no, he just like told the truth and had no commitment. And I was like, if you don't want to be in love with me, if you're not in love with me, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Right. We had a really good run. We really we had a great run. We still do. I just was in the US for a month visiting my oldest daughter, and, I stayed at the house, right? I stayed with him. I met his girlfriend. We hung out, right? It's weird and kind of like the most fascinating thing to enter your life and in a different character in your own life. But, you know, I care more about dealing with the truth and facing it all than I would ever want to be in my head or making things up. I'd much rather be present and deal in the moment. And that's what I teach. Like, there isn't a client I have or a podcast that I'm on that can't know the full transparent you know, when things are good. And when things are bad, everybody gets to know that too.
So you say that integrity is a verb, not a noun.
Yes. Yes.
Well, yes. What do you mean by that?
So most people want to go, I have integrity. Well, good person, I have integrity. And then that, you know, oh, then they don't have to look at, did you lie today? What did you do what you said you would do today? Did you do everything you wish you would do today? And then it's like, no, 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 no. And then I'm like, I'm sorry. That is not having integrity. Integrity is a moment-to-moment experience of yourself. It's a verb on, are you being true to yourself? And then if you're not actually making plans or know what you really want, can you be true to yourself? No. So, right? So there's a whole different way to live in knowing yourself and devoting yourself to whatever you're into in your life. And so I call that, living that life is having personal integrity. And it's a verb because it's an active role in designing and building your life.
Mm-hmm. Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store, from accepting payments to managing inventory. Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive your store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bestlife, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/bestlife to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/bestlife. Did you know that Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors and take 20,000 breaths a day? But according to the EPA, it's 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and then sometimes up to 100 times more polluted. I know for us and our family has struggled with allergies to dust mites and mold and all sorts of things. And that's why we have loved using an air purifier. And Air Doctor has been amazing for us. And it has captured the attention of media outlets such as CNN, Money, ABC, and more. And it filters out 99.9% of dangerous contaminants such as allergens and pollen and pet dander and all sorts of bacteria and viruses so that your lungs don't have to. And it's super quiet and much more quiet than other ordinary air purifiers. Air Doctor also comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. So head to airdoctorpro.com and use your promo code YOURBESTLIFE. And depending on the model, you'll receive up to 39% off or up to $300 off. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock this special offer by going to AIRDOCTORPRO.com and use the promo code YOURBESTLIFE. And how do you develop that kind of self-awareness?
Well, as a matter of fact, this is what I've been doing for my entire career, is developing how to teach people to do this without me being there with me, like, and how to do it in a classroom and how to, you know, do it online, how to, right? So basically, it's a series of asking you know, laying out questions, like the right questions and format to ask a person to dream, right? So I break life out into 12 different areas, and I ask you to write a dream and show you how to write a dream, but a dream in each of the 12 areas. And so all of us, and according to science, right, according to the studies, humans, over 80% of our thoughts, 80% of our thoughts are negative. Mm-hmm. And so all I do is get a person to focus on not positive language, but what you want, how you want to feel, what you really want in your life. We can talk about everything we don't want when we really mm-hmm. suck at talking about what we do want. And mm-hmm. we even suck more at feeling entitled to go get it. Like it's not popular. So I do mm-hmm. a lot of helping people figure out what they want and how to go get it. And all that language that people don't have and don't even know how to use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I wrote down the 12 areas mm-hmm. that you talk about, which is, mm-hmm. I'm just going to list them for Please. People. Which is
I've been tripping over them. If you ask me to list them, I'm like, I have to think through.
Yeah, so I'm just going to list them for people. It's just self, body, love, spirituality, career, money, time, home, family, friends, fun and adventure, and community. So those are your 12 areas. Did I get them right? I think
I
got them right.
You totally did. You totally did.
Yeah. So you get people to like write them out, and those, you say those are the 12 personal areas that have to be aligned, right?
You write a dream in each of the 12 areas, because what happens that I, in my work, is I find out most people live in three areas of life and they wonder why they're not happy. One thing goes wrong and everything goes to shit. Right. And it's like people are not developing their whole lives. They're judging themselves on basically their career and the size of their ass. Right. Like, so it, we're not dreaming about how to fulfill on life. Mm-hmm. And we don't even know we're not. Right. And then we don't even know where we got, why we are chasing what we're chasing, maybe. Right. It's to please our parents. It's like there's so much that, and society and your best friend, right? Like we don't even know. So this is like a big time out to know yourself and think about, I think, the most important questions you should be answering about yourself and what you want in your life.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do you teach people how to have difficult conversations? So many people who I know who are dealing with somebody that they think is toxic, or somebody that they just think is intimidating, or so many people I know, they just want to go along to get along because mm-hmm. they just feel like that's easier. But what I tell people is that delaying that conversation does not make it better. It just makes it worse, because you end up having to deal with the consequences or have the conversation down the road. Mm-hmm. Anyway. So how do you get people to just have the conversation?
I let them take, so first of all, people are scared to tell the truth and they're scared to not be able to control the situation. So if I tell you everything and it's
not going to go well, I'm coaching this A-list celebrity who everybody knows who she is right now. But every time I get on the phone with her, she's like, oh, that's not going to go well. That's not going to go well. Like that's her refrain. It's like, that's not going to go well. And so like, I always have to kind of coach her through that, because she's always so afraid of what the consequences are going to be, the backlash.
Yes. Yeah. You know, I understand. It is the common, you know, so I have I joke that the person you're talking about wants to be a golden retriever, right? Like they want everyone to like them. Like if someone came in and killed it.
I always say that golden retrievers, if they were people, they'd be baking cookies for people. Like they'd be like bringing them into their home. Come on in.
I'm much more from New York. I go, if someone came in and killed the whole family, the golden retriever would still go home with the bad guy. right? Like he had no idea, like no care. Like he threw the ball. I gotta go, right? Yeah. So, and then
same idea. And I was like, the golden retrievers are like the nicest dogs of all of them. Yeah.
And they can't help it. Right? They have no choice but to like roam, like be happy, make everyone happy, look with big, beautiful eyes. Like, hi, do you love me? Right. Will you love me? I'll love you if you love me. I love everybody. Yeah. Right. So, and can't veer from that moment of needing to be liked. Right. So they're obsessed with that. I have a nickname for it. It's sleazy, right? Because it's sleazy because it's not your truth, right? And so that person on the other side didn't ask you to be a liar, right? And you're faking the truth to keep them happy. But if they knew what you really thought and you had to deal with what you really thought, what is that, right? You're a con artist? What's really going on here? Why are you so busy lying, right? What are you really scared of? And what are you really manipulating, right? So what I tend to do is show the dark side of why a person is being so pleasy and what they're manipulating and what they're scared of. And then I deal with that fear, right? Like, what are you really scared of? What would happen if that happened? Like, what do you mean? Where'd you get that? Why do you think that? Right? So we go down that and then we shape a conversation. Because everybody has a list of difficult conversations they aren't having right now. You know, I have never found the person that I couldn't get to sit down and make the list. Mm-hmm. And so what that list is everything you're tolerating. So the first list I have you do is do a list of everything you're tolerating in that relationship with yourself, whatever it is, it's a tolerance that you're having that you actually don't really have and you don't want to have that. So this is heading towards a difficult conversation. So you figure out what you're tolerating and you literally make a laundry list of everything you haven't said. And this is not the list you're sending. This is not the list you're even saying. Okay. This is like the brutal, ugly truth of what you're hiding. And the first thing one has to do is actually hear what they wish they could say and not get in trouble for. Right? You yelled at me and I don't forgive you for that. And then you don't even remember and you were drunk. Right? Whatever. Right? Like there's this list of a rant of something you wish you could say to that person. Right? Mm-hmm. And then, so you get the first laundry list. And then the second list is like, so what is that? Like, tell what's really going on there, right? Like, so what are you really upset about? So you let the person really soften it, right? Not soften it, lie, but like not be mean about it or pissed about it. So what, right? Mm-hmm. And so you get the language to, you frame the conversation. This is what, can I have a difficult conversation with you? I'm really scared to have this conversation because one, this is how you do it. I want this conversation to go really well because I love you very much and you're a very important person to me. And it matters so much how you respond. So I really wanted to be really careful and I wanted to, you frame it. So frame the conversation. This is a difficult conversation. Why it's difficult is always because you love the person or they're your boss. Or so you go, this is difficult for me because I really need you to be happy with my work, whatever it is. Okay. Mm-hmm. So frame it well. Mm-hmm. And then you go, and I also know that this is just my side. And I'm saying all of this so that not that I'm right. It's really so I can tell you what I haven't said to you. And I'm really confessing something I've intimately been hiding, like something I haven't been able to say. And I'm saying it to you so you can actually know it and tell me what you think. So the minute you do that, the person isn't in trouble. You are not right. They're not wrong. And you're just bringing your part to the table. Like, this is how this is for me. Mm-hmm. And so last Tuesday, when we were supposed to go to dinner, I got really hurt. So this is how it was for me. You called 10 minutes before we were supposed to go. And right. So, and then you tell what happened, the facts, like this is what happened. And then this is what I interpreted it to be, or this is how I felt. And what I really want to know, or what I really need from you, is why'd you do that? Would you apologize? And in the future. So you're kind of shaping the whole conversation so it can be successful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That really works.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Coming up, more on Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung.
How do you talk to yourself? So first, a person has to be willing to get straight about what that little voice is saying. Okay. And then I get it into three different voices. You have your lower self, which is the real shit. It doesn't get out of bed, doesn't want to, can eat that, doesn't care. And everyone's an asshole, right? And so are you. So, you know, and that's okay. Because it's your mother's fault, right? So the lower self is a scene and a half, and you have to know yours.
Are you struggling with a narcissist in your life, whether it's a family member, a friend, a business partner, a soon-to-be ex, whoever it is? Are you ready to shift that power dynamic, but you're just feeling like you cannot win, like everybody is believing their lies, and you're just feeling like there's just no way that you can shift that power dynamic? I've got a brand new masterclass for you. I'm sharing all my secrets, and so that you can finally take back your power and break free from this hell emotionally, physically, and spiritually. I've never done this free masterclass before. Go to Break Free From Hell and sign up. Come be with me and get my secrets so that you can finally take back your power and break free. Break free from hell, and let's do this.
Take a listen to our archive, where you can listen to more episodes that show you the path to how to negotiate your best life.
Never, ever, ever allow the person to come at you. Don't allow them to escalate that situation. Listen actively. Do your fluff or favor vomit later thing. Stick with a confident response. Okay, well, how can we move this forward? What would be an ideal outcome for you? Seek support when you need to. You can't be isolated in this.
And now we return to today's show.
You know, what I like about it is, so I counsel people in my world to do what I call fluff or favor vomit later. when we're talking about.
Okay, that's excellent. That's hysterical.
When you're talking about high conflict personalities or narcissists, yeah. Because they want adulation. What do they want more than anything is narcissistic supply. They need adulation, or they need admiration, or, you know, they want to have their ego stroked. Okay. So I always say, you know, start off with the fluff or favor, fluff to get, you know, what they want. So give them a little, I always say, give them a little something, something they want. Then you get a little something, something you want. So what I like about that is that you're starting off with that fluffing of,
yes,
you know, of the ego piece, mm-hmm, of it. Right.
Well, it really is why the person is scared to have the conversation, is the outcome you're, why do you need that?
Because you're important to me, because you're, mm, I love you so much, or because, mm, I think so highly of you, you're my boss or whatever. And so that's what I like about, mm-hmm, that approach, is that you're starting off with, you know, this is a difficult conversation for me because you are, this is why you're so important to me. Right. And so I like that approach, because you're literally laying it out, and you're also saying, you're giving them that fluff. Yes. That narcissist bluffing that I talk about.
Yes. Yes.
Bluffing up their ego.
Yeah. Like, and then when you, when you tell someone you want, like it's a very difficult conversation for you and you're scared, it naturally puts the other person to want to help. Right. Like, mm-hmm. It's like, oh, come on. It can't be that bad. Let me hear. Uh-oh. Like and it puts them in an uh-oh. Like, did I do something wrong? What is it? Right. So yeah. They have, it sets the other person up to care.
Yeah.
To know you're being vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And to like, it softens the other person too. Right. Like,
yeah.
It's just the right touch. And
yes.
It's honest. And it's honest.
I like that. Very good.
Yes.
So are there any other tidbits or ideas that you have around that or?
You're not going to get the response you want. Like they're going to get defensive. They could get defensive. They could tell you why it's really your fault. It could go sideways, guys. You're right. You know, the reason you're scared to have the conversation is because you can't control what they're going to do next. But can you? Right. So then so the job is to stay in your lane. Be proud that you said everything you said. When they say whatever they say, if they go sideways, right? Like they go off like, they got hurt. They got something, right? Something got triggered in them, right? This is very important. Your job in that moment, if it goes sideways, is not to veer from your point, but to mirror back what they just said. Right. So you think I shouldn't have done this. I should have done that. I should have done that. Like whatever they just said that is sideways, your job is not to let it in and go into a discussion. This is not a discussion. You shared, they reacted. Your job with their reaction is to give them back the reaction. Like, did I get that right? So you're feeling this, you're thinking this, you think this about what I just said. Did I get that right? So you're turning it into parallel lines. Like I'm over here, you're over there. And it's okay, we're both in different places. Like it didn't, right? It's okay, we're in different places. I hear where you are. Then you could go, okay, great. So you got where I am and what I said, and I get what you said. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then you can go, well, what should we do to fix this?
Mm-hmm.
You still can get to the solution with a defensive reaction over there. You give it back, and it really does. This also really does work.
Yeah. Right?
And it protects the person from thinking it has to go perfect because that's why you don't have the call or that's why you don't have the conversation.
Yeah. I always wear jade because I'm half Chinese. So, you know, I always wear jade, but I always say never jade, never justify, argue, defend, or explain. Because, you know, you're never going to like, oh, you know what? I never thought of that before. Like, cause you're never going to get them to like be on your side on that, you know, but, I was going to ask you, how do you get you like outside the voice in your head? You know, so like I often say that the very first negotiation that you have to do is with your own self for your own self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you get outside your head? Because I think a lot of times when somebody has to go have this difficult conversation, it's really because they're dealing with their own stuff, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I remember when I was, after the whole mess with my narcissistic business partner or whatever, I had gone back to my business coach and she was like, you know, it's not what she was doing, right? She said, it's how it landed for you.
Mm.
She said, because, you know, if she had been like, hey, you're a banana, you'd have been like, well, I know I'm not a banana, so whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. So how do you help people, or even for yourself, deal with the inner dialogue and and kind of distinguish between that and who you, what I call your authentic higher self?
Oh, that's, I use higher. So I say, so I, first of all, I have so many different words and concepts to help manage your mind and manage how you talk to yourself and take over your narrative. Right. So that,
yeah, I would say I can never leave my thoughts unsupervised because they're not allowed to be unsupervised.
I would say we agree completely. Right. And so I go, so I have the language I would use in this moment is you have to know your lower self. Like you really, like if you actually, I would have a client, especially in an area that's making them unhappy. Body is always a great one. Like where, how do you talk to yourself? So first a person has to be willing to get straight about what they, that little voice is saying. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I get it into three different voices. You have your lower self, which is the real shit that doesn't get out of bed, doesn't want to, can eat that, doesn't care. And everyone's an asshole, right? Like, and so are you. So, you know, and that's okay because it's your mother's fault, right? So the lower self is a scene and a half, and you have to know yours, which is all you have to do is follow it and write it down. I have a person set an alarm 3 times a day and write down whatever they caught themselves saying when they go to the bathroom or when they eat, and really just what was the nastiest thing you said? What was the, talk about what it was talking about, right? And catch it, right? And people are shocked. And if you've never done this before, you've never done it. You don't know what you're going to write down. We all go, the lower self literally goes, oh, I know what I say to myself. Like it never wants to catch itself catching itself.
Person is a total asshole, by the way.
I have never met a nice one.
Yeah.
Anywhere. So first you have to figure out and get your own lower self and be able to hear it. And you literally can go, who's talking right now? What? Where am I? And the lower self is saying, and you actually can go, what is my lower self saying? And it will tell you, like, right?
It's nice.
The next voice that I have coined, like your highest lower self. Mm-hmm. Like if your lower self is a 1 on a scale of 1 to 10, your highest lower self is pretending it's your higher self. I joke, it's your God stick. It's like yelling at you that you should do more, be more, you're not enough. Like it's always mean, and it's always basically eventually heading back to your vices, and it's not your fault. Like it really is the PR agent for your lower self, right? It's working for the team. It's making you, and it literally disguises itself as your higher self. Okay. Mm. It's closer to your ego. It's closer to you being mad about things and how could they, and indignant and you're not enough and do it again. And you're not, like if fear, it's really, and the lower self and the highest lower self operate on fear, right? And scaring you and vices, basically, like I'll do it tomorrow. Then you can ask yourself, what does your higher self say to both of those guys? You really can just ask, like, what do you really think? And your higher self is not a goody two shoes. Your higher self is not trying to be perfect. Your higher self is something until you are asking what it has to say, you don't know what it has to say. Mm. And again, it's a moment to moment daily occurrence. It's not like it's an arm. Okay. It's its own, like you have to develop your interest in your own inner dialogue and directing it and understanding basically what it's doing for a living.
I love that. To me, the authentic higher self is like Glinda the Good Witch, who is like the one that said to the Wicked Witch, get out of here. You have no power here. Please.
Mine's a little bit of, as long as I'm transparent and everyone can know.
And the Wicked Witch was like, oh my God, I'm getting away from her. Because, you know, because remember how Glinda was like, please. She was so like nonplussed by her. Like, please, you have no power here.
She was.
Yeah, that is so like how authentic people are with narcissists. They're like, you have no power here. That's not authentic. When you are so in your power.
Yes. Yeah.
It is. It's what we all strive for.
Yes. Yes. Well, I recommend people ask themselves the question and start to get in the habit, like, who's talking now? Right.
Yeah.
Who said that? Right. Do I really believe that? Is that what my higher self would say? Like, learning to have a dialogue with your inner dialogue is literally the greatest trick. And figuring out the voice itself. And then there's all this work I have you do on your parents. I'm sorry to report that a lot of our inner dialogue and the way we operate comes from mom and dad and the culture you're in.
Yeah. Right?
And so I ask people to do all their positive and negative parent traits and how they live in you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you really do have a pleasy, right? Like everything has to be great, right? Where'd you get that from? My mom. Right. So we're way more the golden retreat. We're the animal that came out of that animal.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how we like to deny, like, what do you mean I have a predictability?
Yeah.
Right. Underline the dick part. You have a predictability.
Yeah.
That's very predictable.
Yeah. Well, you know, we were born feeling whole. When we were babies, we weren't feeling self-conscious or judged. We felt fine in that moment.
We certainly were willing to be moody.
Yeah. But in that moment, I think we didn't feel, oh my God, you know, we were we're here. It was everything else that started layering on after that.
Yeah. Do you have children?
Four.
Four kids. That's serious. Yeah. Excellent.
They're all grown now. They're big. So why should you not accept an accidental life?
Oh, Gilly, you'll feel like a victim. Your inner dialogue. Listen, if you're grateful for your life and you live in a state of gratitude and you really are happy, that's the ideal, right? Like that you're proud of yourself. I think you should be proud of yourself and proud of how you live and that you love being you, right? Like, do you love being you? Is it fun to be you? Or are you proud to be you? And if the answer isn't yes, then you're not living a designed life. Like you didn't pick your life, right? You know, that body of yours, that like everything is under your own dominion. And you do have power. And I don't care what age you are, right? You have an incredible amount of power to change anything, any day, right now. And so because your dreams are the future you want. Living into your dream, like if you live into your dream, you believe it's happening today. So it isn't even about getting the dream so you could be happy. It's about believing you're causing and creating and getting to your dream. So I teach really how to be present and live into a future you're in love with so you can experience it every minute of the day.
Mm. And can people design a beautiful life even after being burned by a narcissist or by somebody who's, you know, really, they feel like very hurt by?
I mean, the end of my divorce, my whole life was built into this family and my husband and this world and my career. And then all of a sudden I had a big bill to pay and nothing left except my beautiful three kids, right? That was it. Like I have money I owe and three children I owe money for too. Right. So, and then my husband and the whole structure was gone. And I was like, I cannot believe I'm back at my own homework where I have to start dreaming again, right? I don't have the same friends. I don't have the same dreams anymore. You know, like I had to figure out what I wanted for love. I was at, I joke, you remember the movie, The Jerk?
I was all like, I need is this chair and this pen and this lamp.
That's literally, I was like back in this moment where I love, it was more for me. It was like, okay, I love coffee. I'm taking coffee with me, right? Like, what do I love in my new life? Because I have to rebuild it. And I lost so many things that I didn't even know I was taking for granted. Like, I didn't even understand how much I could lose till I had to start over. But that's like, I wrote a dream about what, where I wanted to, I wrote a dream about leaving the United States. I wrote a dream about love, what I wanted in my next love life, like what I wanted, my home, what I wanted. Like I just started dreaming everything. And the minute you start to dream, any individual starts to dream, if it literally is a North Star, right? If you go, right, it starts, like the minute your language starts going, these are the things I want, the instinct of a human is to go get it.
That's so beautiful. I love that.
I find it to be really true. And I find that I have found people, so because I gave my homework out to thousands of people, like Interview has got all this homework to it. And if you do this self-study and do the homework, what happens? And I've now been doing this for 20 years. And the amount of dreams that happen just because a person wrote them down is actually way more moving than you can, like, that's what blows my mind. Is that a person just starts to talk about the friendships they want or whatever they're looking for. And it happens naturally because they started thinking about it and believing it. And the inner dialogue had something it wanted to talk about and think about. The higher self had something it was up to.
Yeah. I actually saw a statistic that it's like, you know, I don't know, 70 or 80% more likely to manifest or something like that if you write it down. I can't remember what the statistic was, but it's pretty high. It's pretty high.
That I have been, since 2005, I've been making every client or student I've ever worked with write down all their dreams, right? And yeah. I mean, I do a lot more other work about your haunting memories and what you have to get over in your life, like the harder parts of, you know, what's going on with being human. But dreaming is an absolute, like, it's the best advice we could be giving people right now, right? And if you're not writing them, and then to add one more thing to it, to make it even more powerful, is read it to someone, like tell someone, talk about it. Don't just keep it to yourself as a secret, but let people know that, like, hey, I wrote a dream. You want to hear my dream? And the person will go, yeah, that sounds amazing. And then it gets the other person to dream too. What's your dream? Right? Like, when was the last time you had a conversation about dreaming? And are you? Mm-hmm. And even with your kids, like, everybody can have this conversation.
Love it. Beautiful. So where can people learn more about you?
Well, I recommend anyone who wants to find me, I'm Lauren Handel Sander. You can follow me on Instagram, everywhere, right? You can follow me. But the best way to get to me is to buy my course, Inner You, INNERU.coach, INNERU.coach. And when you buy one of my courses, I teach courses for free once anyone owns any of my classes. And I'm on, and that's like year after year after year. I love teaching in groups and I do private clients, obviously, but I teach all the time. So if you buy Inner You, you can find me basically for the rest of your life.
There you go. So go check her out. Do you have social handles or anything like that as well?
InnerU.coach, you can follow on Instagram. We have that. And then Lauren Handel Zander. And then my website is The Handel Group.
All right. Go check her out. Go follow her. Check out her classes. She's amazing. You got to hear it right here. So thank you so much. You're superpower, supergirl.
Thank you.
Love it. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. I'm Rebecca Zung. Tune in next week for another edition of Negotiate Your Best Life. Remember, if you want more ways to slay and you want more ways to be supported, you can always join my membership at joinslay.com/slay. You can always subscribe to my YouTube channel, and you can always grab my free Crush My Negotiation prep worksheet at winmynegotiation.com. Remember that today is a great day to start negotiating your best life, and I will definitely catch you in the next episode of Negotiate Your Best Life. Thanks so much for listening. Hey, Slayers, I'm here to tell you about a new podcast I'm excited about. Creating Confidence, hosted by Heather Monahan, a part of the Yap Media Network. Heather sits down with experts like Gary Vee, Sarah Blakely, and Les Brown to share with you techniques and strategies to create your confidence, pursue your dreams, and leapfrog villains you'll meet along the way. Creating Confidence is about elevating your confidence to the highest level ever and take your business right there with you. Don't believe me? I'm going to share some of the amazing reviews that I've seen on Apple. Here's one. Heather has the perfect gems of wisdom that not only inspire you, but motivate you into action. I recommend it to anyone who wants to elevate their reach and go to that next level. How about that? That's amazing. Here's another one. Heather is so inspiring, and each episode is filled with tips and tricks on how to become more confident and live the life of your dreams. So if you are looking to level up your confidence, check out Creating Confidence now. Subscribe to Creating Confidence with Heather Monahan today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever your favorite podcast platform is.